It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Make it harder. Make it harder. You keep making it harder. You never make it less hard.
Cheesy!
Bo Diddley, ladies and gentlemen.
The late.
Kind of hard to hear him.
He's not singing yet.
Like, kind of hard to hear anything on this song.
What?
Here goes. Oh, there he is. I use a cobra snake for a necktie.
Now you think of George Thorogood when you hear this.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Who do you love? Bo Diddley.
I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull.
Died today, Rob?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. Major announcement coming up after we speak to Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah.
Bo Diddley, on the large scheme of things, I mean, not as prominent as your Chuck Berry's, your Little Richard, your Jerry Lee Lewis.
A part of the tapestry, though. A part of the tapestry.
Influential more than an individual achiever.
Yeah. We're kind of like a square hat, right? Mm-hmm. Was he? I mean, we're a weird looking kind of hat.
A wide-brimmed hat, and also his guitar was square. It looked as if it was made out of a cigar box.
Right. You know who I get him confused with? Fats Domino, another keyboard player. Bo Diddley was a guitar player, right?
Fats Domino.
Didn't Bo Diddley have a square guitar?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where I was thinking square.
Fats Domino, much more influential, I think, because his whole piano style and the fusing of the New Orleans with the rock and roll.
This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, look for Robert the Angry Mailman appearing in the Bo Diddley story. Coming to a holiday near you. Hope you enjoy it. Should be special. Time for our very first Buzz of the afternoon.
Seen it twice.
What is wrong? Rob's really addicted to it.
Really good.
Rob can't get enough of that
Don't
show.
Don't miss it. Take the kids.
Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bo Diddley has passed away at the age of 79. A member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame died of heart failure at his Florida home today.
Good long life.
Well known for the Bo Diddley beat, a rumble-like rhythm that was played out by street performers who would slap and pat their arms, legs, and chest for rhythm accompaniment.
That was the kind of...
There it is.
That's right. He pioneered this.
Right.
It was later in the song The Hand Jive that you heard in Greece and
right.
all that stuff.
Bump, 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 bump.
Song featured one of my favorite.
Start
movies.
It again, Rob, because I've got a lyric to it. Right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy this. Friday show, we're going to drink. Every Friday, come and stink.
All right, I'm sorry.
Mike O'Mara. Sure.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Yes.
In the tribute, you play the young Bo Diddley.
Yes,
and Robert plays the older Bo Diddley.
That's right. And then we both play Fats Domino, who is still alive.
I play the Fats.
Is Fats Domino still alive?
Yes. Remember, he was not found for a while after the New Orleans thing, but they did find him, and his house had a big FD on it.
For Fats Domino.
He's over here!
Fats Domino!
Yes, he's here.
Of course, the big story, the sad story from Hollywood today, the fire at the Universal Studios lot. Mm-hmm. The studio is back open today for both tourists and people who are working there, as a matter
of fact.
You
ready for a weird, sick thought that I had while looking at all the coverage? Once I heard that nobody was hurt,
right.
Nobody was killed,
right.
Shut down, I guess it destroyed the King Kong ride, right?
Yes, that was part of that.
And,
Video
you know,
Vault.
Actually, some show, really not affecting production with any shows over there.
Not a lot. Some of the shows in production use some of those sets, but they'll get by.
I had this one thought, and I don't know whether it's true or not. Uh-huh. It would be amazing since they were right there.
Uh-huh.
I would wonder if anybody took out the big movie cameras, the high-definition movie cameras, and got some amazing fire footage, which I would think they would have been able to do.
That is a very good question.
I'd love to know from one of the past. It's not probably appropriate at this particular time.
Right.
Even though nobody was killed, a fire is a fire, and they're concerned
about
that.
Did you see any of the explosions on CNN?
I heard them and saw one of them. It was and I saw that roof caving in, which
that
was amazing.
Amazing.
And that looked to me like that may have been where the King Kong ride was, because
was
that looked like a very usable building.
I was there
right?
in February and drove through all where this happened, the sets and all. And there's a lot of fire in the King Kong ride.
Right.
And that's all propane driven. And that was the propane tanks going.
Oh,
so that really was the King Kong ride there where that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder about the rides that they have, especially the when you think Universal, they've got Twister, they've got the Towering Inferno type thing.
Yeah,
so
and
to speak.
Ride is really not it's more of an attraction than
it's
ride.
It's an attraction, but they do. Rob's right. They do use a lot of propane there.
Mm-hmm.
But that had nothing to do with causing the fire,
No. But just the heat when you're in those attractions. The fire, I mean, it seems like it's right next to you. The amount of heat that throws off is just amazing.
One of the strangest things you'll notice when you go to any of these back lots, if you see the tour at Universal Studios, mm-hmm. or you're fortunate enough to be a major showbiz luminary and get on a television program.
In this business of show?
In this business of show. What amazed me the very first time I was on a back lot mm-hmm. was how much wood we're talking about. It's paint and it's wood.
That's all plywood. All it is. That's why it goes
look at the
up
prices
so fast.
Right sometime. We were at CBS Television mm-hmm. City right. backstage.
Oh, it's garbage.
When Don and Rob and I were wandering, mm-hmm. Were you part of our merry band when we did that?
Not for that trip.
We snuck back there and we're going through, and it was amazing how much plywood. It was all plywood.
Yeah, not cardboard. Just plywood, but like not even sanded.
Yeah.
Just painted.
Just you see the stuff that's to camera mm-hmm. is dolled up and sanded and looks nice. Everything else is just crappy wood. No wonder it went up like this.
Splinter City.
It's all about illusion, and a lot of detail never really mattered until high def, and even with high def, they can get away with quite a lot today. You've heard about the courthouse, of course, where so many movies were filmed,
True.
Kill a Mockingbird, Back to the Future. That was also used as the facade where Beaver went to school and Leave It to Beaver. So a lot of this stuff has great old history.
This is a tragedy. The space-time continuum is not going to be working. We've got to get through, or the fire's going to burn everything down. So I've got to get my lab coat on. And
I think they're blowing that one up, right? The Back to the Future ride, isn't that about...
That's toast.
It's toast.
Yeah,
they're getting rid of that.
Retired
Thank
it.
God.
They got a lot of mileage out of it, though. One of Rob's shows, The Ghost Whisperer, also filmed at Courthouse Square.
Mm-hmm.
Other TV
the
shows.
The Cleavage Whisperer.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good name for it.
No fire there, by the way.
There is. TV series that have also been shot on that street set include House, Ally McBeal, The X-Files, Murder, She Wrote, Ironside, Airwolf, and Simon & Simon, to name a few.
Hold on, Buzz. Somebody wants to talk about Bo Diddley.
Oh, good.
Yes, Keith in Lodi. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Mike. I'm proud to remember Bo Diddley's movie appearance.
No, I don't remember Bo Diddley's movie appearance.
In the movie Trading Places with Pat Freud and...
Oh, God, it's a horrible phone. He was in Trading Places?
Perhaps more notable, and I think more people would remember him from the Nike commercial with Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know Diddley.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, at one point on Sunday's fire, the fire was two city walks blocks wide, and there was low water pressure that the firefighters were having to deal with, and we have some officials talking about that here.
There's no question that there was a lack of water pressure or adequate water pressure, at least from the perception of a lot of the firefighters and personnel. We're going to find out what the problem was. Not sure it had any impact on the fire itself, but it's something that we need to be aware of going forward.
But that fire burned for over 12 hours, so it was one of their worst special effects ever.
We did get the guy you wanted to talk to, though, the Los Angeles guy that wanted to talk about, was it Water and Parks? What's the group that he heads up? He wanted to talk about the low water pressure? Well, he's here. He'll talk to you about
Good.
It right now.
Yeah,
he had
like
some questions about
sure.
the low water pressure.
That's right. Oh, hey, come on in, sir.
How are you?
Hi.
What do you want me to do?
Charlie, you're the guy.
I'm sorry.
You're the guy in charge of the water?
Yes. We were using the slip and slide.
That's not good, Charlie.
Sorry, boys.
That's all
New
right,
York
Charlie.
Street is gone. I wonder if he'll be back.
Charlie?
There he
Rob,
is.
Let me talk on the way out.
Sorry, Charlie.
God, you asshat.
Charlie's angry today.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't like sunny Mondays.
Very,
either.
Very bitter, Charlie.
Were Kurt Cobain's ashes, speaking of ashes, were Kurt Cobain's stolen? The not always reliable News of the World says Courtney Love is suicidal because she lost the ashes of Kurt Cobain.
Were they stolen?
Were they stolen?
Were they?
Kurt Cobain's
hold on
ashes.
A second. My sources say no.
Mike's sources say no.
Thank Mike's you. Tabloid. Mike of the world.
Thank you. Supposedly, Courtney kept part of Kurt's remains.
Kurt's romaines? That's Rebecca Romaine.
That's right. Why was I thinking of her?
Oh, that's all right.
She kept them stashed in a pink teddy bear-shaped bag along with a lock of his hair. This was after
Normal.
He committed suicide. The rest of his ashes were scattered at a Buddhist temple in New York and in a river near his old house in Washington State.
I'm surprised that she didn't pull a Keith Richard and try to, snort his ashes.
It could happen.
It could happen. And monkeys could fly out of my butt.
Or she could make it into pasta or something because, her weight fluctuates wildly.
And now Kurt is part of me.
Here are some supposed quotes from Courtney Love about the theft of the ashes. I can't believe anyone would take Kurt's ashes from me. I find it disgusting, and right now I'm suicidal. If I don't get them back, I don't know what I'll do. They were all I had left of my husband. I used to take them everywhere with me just so I could feel Kurt was still with me.
What is it about the boozy, druggy bitches that have the ashes? You know, remember that Anna Nicole show where she had the old man's ashes?
Yeah.
And she was just always like on the floor hugging the urn. I really like his ashes around. I really like his ashes. I don't know what I'm going to do.
And who are you?
I'm Anna Nicole Smith. Excuse me, I'm the ghost of Anna Nicole Smith.
Very ghostly.
I'm floating above you, Rob.
Yeah, but not very high.
I'm going to give you a
just
shower.
Just inches above the floor. No,
mostly
no, no.
Cloudy.
No.
Showers around you, Rob.
No.
Casting a large shadow.
Bye-bye. I got to float away now.
Goodbye, Anna Nicole.
My man.
Again.
Like my body?
Always have.
I don't like the ash thing.
Now,
keeping the ashes.
I think this is just my opinion. Ashes are made to be scattered somewhere. I like the Big Lebowski.
Oh. Keep your mouth shut.
That's the funniest scene in the Big Lebowski when they're on the mountaintop and the wind's blowing in. You know, always be aware of the wind direction when you're going to scatter ashes. You know what? I don't know. I haven't even made that determination. And Lord knows, with the health situation I'm dealing with, I might as well make that determination quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, please do, because I have a hunch that whether it be you or me, we're going to burn for a while. They're going to want to know as soon as possible.
When you say you're not sure about ashes, you mean you're not sure of whether you'd want to be cremated or not?
Oh, I guarantee you I don't want to be cremated.
You really? Don't? Now, why? You're very strongly about that.
I just want my body intact as much as possible.
What? Now, why is that?
In case of what?
Look at how serious he gets with his red cheeks.
I've got my whole funeral thing laid out.
Already?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I want a simple box.
Yeah.
I want to be buried in a white suit because I look good in a white suit.
You do. It's
white
true.
Suit.
And here's the deal.
That's morbid.
That's the one time that I know I won't spill on it.
Buzz, what about you? Cremated or buried?
I think I'd prefer to be cremated and scattered.
You know, the only reason I'd probably want to be cremated is because my old man's, you know, ashes were scattered up on the you know, on the coast of Maine.
That's very
and
cool.
And that's where I want to go.
The thing about ashes, I wouldn't want ashes in my house of anybody. Or
can
anything.
I get back
no.
to the why I'm not sure 100% because I'm enough of a narcissist where I do like the idea of being planted somewhere where people come to see you,
tribute.
Where it's all about you.
Okay.
I swear to God, I know it's sick.
And what if the technology comes back?
What, to like reconstitute
sure.
you? That's, you know what? I know it sounds sick, but that's a, you know, you.
Why burn that bridge, if you'll pardon the pun?
When you get older, you don't think like that, though. Because I talked to my 88-year-old mom. She said, just come on, just get it over with. Just go ahead, do it. Uh-huh. You start to feel like that. You feel that way now because you're a young man. I feel somewhat the same way, but.
Because you are also a young man.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But once you get older, I think you're more inclined to say just. I just want it. No fuss, no muss.
That's right.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Open or closed casket for you?
Not only open, but propped up and like on a stick so that I'll look real like. You know, I'll look like a mannequin.
How about in a chair?
That would be perfect. You know, and just have the casket over to the side. And maybe the expression on my face would be me pointing at the casket going, like that, saying, who needs this thing? This old rag?
See, that's the weird thing. I must have a closed casket, but I don't want to be burned up. What's with me?
Yeah, you're a strange man.
I am in my white suit.
What's those talking about death?
Ropes to manipulate
you
your arms.
Terrible.
You heard about Tatum O'Neal getting busted, I take
mm-hmm.
it. Academy Award-winning actress Tatum O'Neal arrested Sunday for buying crack cocaine in New York, according to police.
Right.
44 years old, she wrote a book in 2004 about her long road to sobriety. She was arrested about 7:30 last night on Manhattan's Lower East Side after making a purchase from a drug dealer, according to police.
Want to take a call about death?
She's out on bail, sure.
Let's go to Kurt in Northern California. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Kurt?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing fine. What can we do for you?
First of all, great show on Friday. The reason why I called in is I heard over the weekend somebody died and was buried in a Pringles. His ashes were put in a Pringles container.
That's right.
Because he was the one that invented the Pringles container. Who was that? I can't remember who that was.
Is that true?
I've got the guy's name handy here. I'll look
it
up.
Is it a celebrity or is it a regular old schmo?
No, it's just a regular guy.
Okay, Kurt, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
A doctor inventor, the guy who invented Pringles packaging, part of his ashes, part of them, are being buried in a Pringles can.
Delicious.
Well, it'll last forever.
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
Unless, well, the can was more like cardboard. It was more like a cardboard
tube
sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Foil-lined, though. It had the illusion of being metallic.
The paint will all go away, but you'll be able to save that one thing.
Perfect for stacking artificial chips.
The man who designed the Pringles potato crisp packaging system was so proud. so proud of his accomplishment that a portion of his ashes have been buried. They say has been buried, but yeah. I think it's have been buried in one of those iconic cans.
Mm-hmm.
Frederick J. Bauer of Cincinnati. That's the guy's name. So that's it. He requested the arrangement because he was proud of his design of the Pringles container. People are so pathetic.
They really are.
He was very proud. He was proud of the design of the Pringles container.
He was.
A son, Lawrence Bauer of Stevensville, said Monday. Bauer was an organic chemist and food storage technician.
He also invented freeze-dried ice cream, and it never took on, even though all you had to do was add milk and throw it in the freezer. This freeze-dried ice cream never took. He's already missed.
He certainly will be missed.
He's already missed, Mike.
Good. Absolutely.
By the way, Tatum O'Neal at first tried this approach. She told police she was doing research for a part when they busted her. They searched her. They found two bags of drugs, one with crack, one with regular cocaine, and they found an unused crack pipe. So that is when she finally changed her story. But she did say, oh, thank you, officers. You've saved me. Now can you let me go?
Like my body?
They didn't, but she's out on bail.
How's Rye Bread doing with it? That's what I like to call Ryan O'Neal.
Very good.
And Britney Spears, no longer one of the top 10 earning women in entertainment. Forbes magazine releasing its list of top earning women, and Britney Spears not on it this year.
She ain't a good earner no more.
She spent all her money on haircuts.
Yeah, that's right. She shaves her head. What the hell? She's crazy, bro. Yeah, take care of your kids. Take care of your kids.
Coming up in the final buzz, the eve of the last primary election, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. All right, are you gentlemen ready for the major announcement?
Yes, please.
All right, hold on. Let me get a little card with the major announcement on it somewhere around here. Hold on. I'm looking over here. I don't even know if I have a card.
I don't need a card. I can go right to it.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen, MikeOmeraShow.com is up and online.
Yay!
It's on now?
That's right. I'm going to go to it as we speak. There it is. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com.
There
it is. But that's not why I tell you. Anyone can have a website.
How does it look, though?
It looks very nice. As a matter of fact, it's got the little changing icons there. It's got a lovely lovely commercial for Eastern's Automotive Group on there.
Very good.
Underneath that, you go right down to what you heard on the show. Our photo of the day. Our photo of the day is the alien that the guy took a picture of. We'll be interviewing him coming up next. Then you also go down to our recent podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You have latest photos. There's a nice one from Hogfest of yours truly in front of an incredible hot-rocking motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
Down below the latest photos, you have the buzz of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an area over to the right for instant feedback. You can send a message directly to the show, studio, and just to register for that. Then we have a web poll, perfect for our show, your drink of choice, beer, wine, or liquor.
Wine.
And that's it. And lots more good stuff, more fun, and more thrills. That is the Mike O'Mara Show website. And here's the good part. Now, we're going to give you a chance to win $500 cash and a Nintendo Wii system. This is how easy this is. All you have to do.
Turn off the radio. Don't let the kids hear this.
Very, very exciting. If you'd like to win your $500 cash and your Wii, all you have to do is go to our website, the launch of the new website, giving away the money and the cash and the money cash. That's what I was going to say. And the Nintendo Wii.
Cash money.
It's courtesy of Creative Sound Solutions. All you have to do is be one of the first 10,000 people to enter, and you'll be eligible to win.
Very
go to our website, MikeOmara.com, MikeOmaraShow.com. You click on those $100 bills and the Nintendo Wii system, and it'll take you to an area where you can register. And, hey, Beth Ann, is it just the email? Is that all we require for registering? Is that all you have to do? Let me see what I'm going
to
just
do. Do we have to write an essay?
I'm going to go in and do it. It says click here to join first. Hold on. I'm going to click in where it says click here to join. It's going to open on my... Now, this isn't our website. It's our CBS computers, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's going fast like it is.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good prize, though. $500 cash and a Nintendo Wii.
The Wii is amazing.
Very nice.
And, you know, when you get in there to register, you know, they ask you for your name, your email, and all that other good stuff. Firstborn male child. Sign up right now. The first 10,000 people will qualify. When are we going to have the drawing for the big winner for the Nintendo Wii and $500 cash? You want to do that by the end of the week?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Well, do you want to give them some? Well, we could have 10,000 people today.
Oh, we'll have a lot of people that'll register.
She seems to be arguing with herself.
She just
that's very
why you asked the question. You know what she really wanted to say? Will we have enough people registered? That is what she...
Really, all we need is two.
That is exactly what was
say,
in her...
No one's calling.
Aren't you proud? There's no essay involved.
There's no essay.
Yes.
Have a good show, Mike.
You know, maybe not a good idea. Maybe Thursday we have the drawing.
Okay, whenever
because
you want
Friday,
to.
Because Friday, I'm not going to schedule anything on Friday. Clear my calendar for Friday.
Schedule one thing.
Very, very, very important.
A large bottle.
Buy party ice.
So it's up and running. Be one of the first 10,000 people to go there. You register, and you could win $500 and a Nintendo Wii.
Awesome. Wow.
Coming up next, we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects. I'm talking about aliens. Space aliens. UFOs.
Ooh.
I love this stuff.
Yeah,
I really do.
Everybody does.
I'm going to try to goof on this guy a little bit, but not a lot, because
no.
You know something? I'm goofable on this subject.
We want to believe.
I do not believe that we are alone. Anyway, his name is Stan Romanoff, and Stan will be I'm sorry, Romanek.
Uh-huh.
Stan Romanek.
Hello, my name is Stan Romanoff.
Has a video that he took in 2003 of an alien looking in his window.
Heard about this.
And the experts are saying almost impossible to make it fake.
Cool.
Really?
Scary, huh?
Can't
wait.
Scary,
all right, we'll be back with Stan and UFO Talk after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.